his fishing pole. There's a soldier hugging his dad after getting home. There's a man in his overalls plowing across his piece of ground. You don't have to look far, all you gotta do is look around. This is NRA country, we love the stars and stripes.
Welcome back, a little NRA country. Your host, Bray Eye. You listen to Eye on the Outdoors, Bray Eye Radio, from the Bunker Midwest Outdoor Studios, here with Matty G, Peanut, the Vogler Vogler. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Yes, indeed, boys and girls. We're going to run over to the Vogler Vogler and get some news items. Mr. Vogler Vogler.
Have fun protecting our future. You're invited to join the Big River Gobblers at its Hunting Heritage Banquet at Big Rivers Gobblers Saturday, March 24th, next weekend, for a great time that supports the preservation of our hunting heritage and conservation of the wild turkey. The event will be held at Knights of Columbus Hall, 6800 Knights of Columbus Lane in House Springs. You can call Rich Christopher at 314-546-2668.
Hang on just a second. I want to have Vogler Vogler do something for us. I have a great friend in the hunting industry and one of our great sponsors from Mossberg, Linda Powell, who is having, she has posted on Facebook so that the world knows, because I wasn't telling anybody. She's having some issues, and she's going to need some help, and Vogler Vogler's got some information on that.
We have a friend, and she's a great lady. It's a very serious time for our friend. She's been dealing with kidney disease for the last 6 years, and none of us knew anything about it except Ray. And this last month, she made the announcement that she needs a kidney transplant, or she'll have to start dialysis. She has type O positive blood, and if you ever thought about being a donor, this is the time. This is a hell of a lady, and she's one of the hardest working people we've ever met. We have way too many people like, we don't have enough people like her in this world. We need to keep her around longer. Let us know, and we can put you in touch with her. Just thank you. She's a great lady. Good job here.
Yeah, just contact me if you would like to get the kit on how to donate. That would be really, really good. One more Vogler Vogler.
Men's Wildlife Banquet, April 6th at Cherry Hills, Illinois Church. It's outside of Springfield, Illinois. This is a great opportunity to invite your hunting and fishing buddies for a night of good food and tall tales. Whether you're a sportsman or not, come and try some of the different tasty foods and meet some of the people who share the same interests as you. You're also encouraged to bring your sons, grandsons, nephews, etc. And this is the guest speakers, Mike Rue, this year, and presentation is titled Taste of Africa.
Go to it. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, we need to go to our next guest? We need to go to our guest. Okay, we're going to go to our guest. Let's do a little intro, shall we? Here we go. Here we go, down to the Ozarks, the Deep Hollers, where a possum is a yard dog. Yes, indeed, boys and girls, the rivers, the hills, the wild herd, horses, the mushrooms, the wild turkeys, a goblin.
Yeehaw!
Watching Matty G in that hat do that dance is pretty tough.
Run down to the Ozarks now. Got a great friend down around Eminence, Missouri. He's actually the mayor down there of Eminence. Been the mayor for a while, and he's got a great place that we like to stay when we go to the Ozarks. Here we are, springtime. It's time to start thinking about those trips, fishing trips, a little turkey hunting, and maybe view the wild horses and get down in the Ozarks. And this is the guy you need to see. We're going to run down and grab our friend, Mr. Jim Anderson. Hey, Jim, good morning.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing good. How's things looking in the Ozarks this spring for people to come down and enjoy the beautiful scenery?
Well, Ray, I'm sitting outside visiting with you instead of huddled up in the house trying to keep warm. Spring's breaking loose all over. Birds are singing. We're ready.
Things getting better with the rivers. You know, we had you on with all the floods and stuff. Hopefully, we got a good recovery in that area and people can enjoy the streams again.
Yes, sir. Been working on it all winter. People are putting their properties back together. There was quite a bit of debris from town that settled in downriver east of town, and they've been working on that all winter. Things are recovering. We're recovered, Ray.
That's a good thing. Now, you're at Shady Lanes Hotel, Motel, Cabins, and you're right in Eminence, just a little bit north Eminence there on 19. Why don't you tell our listeners, if they want to come down to the area to go sightseeing, go to the springs or whatever, tell them about your facilities and what you have to offer.
Yeah, Ray, this is a great time of year to come to town to go sightseeing before the huge crowds arrive. There's less crowding here at our restaurants and at each of our scenic locations, large springs and things, and Alley Mill. We have cabins. We have a motel building. We have a modern brick ranch-style home and a few RV sites. So we have something for every budget here.
Yeah, you do. And your ranch house, myself and my boss from Midwest Outdoors, Mark Strand, we stayed in the ranch house. Nice, really a nice setup. Really enjoyed that. And of course, we stayed there with the girls when we did the river hunt. Linda Powell from Mossberg and our Outdoor Writer Media girls, they just love that house. And I just wanted to tell everybody that if you get the opportunity, if you want a really relaxing, comfortable, stay-at-home type thing, you need to go to Shady Lanes and stay there when you visit the Ozarks. It's a great, great place.
Well, thank you, Ray, and let's point out to everybody that you didn't stay with the girls. We put you somewhere else.
So. Yeah, on that first day, you're exactly right, Jim. Yeah, thank you. But me and Mark Strand stayed there, so, you know, we can say that. Yeah, you made a good point. Yeah, you put me in my own little room so the girls could have the entire house to themselves. Yeah, let's stand corrected on that.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, the trees,
that is true.
Trees are going to be budding. The flowers are going to be blooming. Mushrooms are going to be popping up. Turkeys are going to be gobbling. Fish are going to be biting. Lots of things to do in the Missouri Ozarks. Why don't you go back and tell us a little bit more about what people can do in the Ozark region and why it's such a valuable resource for the state of Missouri.
Well, this time of year, you know, people are sightseeing or in here to visit families. We have four or five large natural springs, of which a couple of them you can drive nearly right up to. Others require a short walk. We have hunting, fishing, backpacking, hiking, you name it, Ray. If you do it in the outdoors, we have it.
Yeah, it's almost unending. The floating, you can inner tube float, you can canoe float, you can kayak float. The rivers, there's all types of canoe rentals and boat rental places down there. And just a neat little community. But the scenery, some of those roads, if you take some of those back roads, you could see just some of the beautiful, beautiful scenery. And there's nothing like the scenery on the rivers. The Jack's Fork and the current river is absolutely beautiful. And in the springtime, with the red buds and the dogwoods and the wildflowers, oh, my gosh, doesn't get much better than that, does it, Jim?
No, sir. And we're just a few weeks away.
We're there. Why don't you give us some contact information, how people can contact you to come and stay with you at Shady Lanes Cabin and Motel?
Well, first, check us out at ShadyLaneCabins.com or on Facebook. If you see something that interests you, give us a call at 573-226-3893.
That's easy enough. And will they have opportunity to see your smiling face?
Well, they'll catch me first thing in the morning. Otherwise, I'm only milling around by 9 o'clock or so. But yes, I look forward to meeting anybody and everybody. We've got quite a few people coming in to see our wild horses right now. So people like to hear the history and want to know where to find them. And we can tell you all that.
Yeah, that's neat. You can hear the history of that area. That's really cool. Well, Jim, it's always a pleasure to get you on the radio show and visit with you. We really love it in Eminence in that area, and you've always been just the most gracious host for my groups, and we appreciate everything you've done for us. And I'm going to be seeing you real soon, and I haven't given up on meeting you for biscuits and gravy yet. That will happen.
That's great. That's Friday morning's race.
Yes, sir. All right, Jim, you have a great weekend, and thank you very much.
And come and see us. We got a place for you to stay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We need to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side.